Well, tomorrow is the big day when President Trump will be meeting with President Putin in Alaska. And Beth, as I think back, you know, we think of some of those meetings between the leaders of these two nations before. You think of Nixon and Brezhnev and Reagan and Gorbachev. And I'm so old, I remember LBJ and Kosygin in Glassboro, New Jersey years ago. The fact that this is going to be on American soil, is that important to either or both sides tomorrow?
I think that Alaska is kind of symbolic. You know, remember, it was a territory that was purchased from Russia back in 1867. And it's kind of the middle ground between Washington and Moscow, if you look at it on the map. And so I think that President Trump would like to try to find some middle ground with President Putin that no one's been able to find so far.
President Trump's relationship with President Putin, it seems to have evolved quite a bit in the last few months as he has become more critical of Putin.
Yeah, you know, what I've heard and read is that President Trump is rather frustrated with Russian President Putin because he says things when they have phone calls that he's going to dial back on the civilian casualties, and then he goes and Russia bombs cities and is killing children and innocent civilians all over the place. And I think that President Trump is a little bit frustrated that he hasn't been able to really get President Putin to do anything. And so I think he's hoping that by meeting face-to-face, things will change.
Some of those deadlines that President Trump issued for sanctions have come and gone. If this meeting is not successful tomorrow, do you think we will actually see some additional sanctions being issued by the president?
Well, I think how it, you know, depends how it goes. It would have to really be a complete disaster for there to be more sanctions, to my mind. But there's a bigger problem, which is that, you know, we've put round after round of sanctions on the Russians. I think the Europeans are now talking their 18th or 19th round of sanctions. It hasn't really done anything. I mean, it slowed the economy and it's hurt the Russian people, but it certainly hasn't stopped the war.
Beth, do you think there is any domestic pressure at all within Russia on President Putin to do something here?
Yeah, you know, that's a really good question. I don't think there is. And there are a lot of analysts, particularly the Russians who have fled Russia, who think that the war is just serving Putin's interest to keep the country unified and to make a lot of money. You know, there's not a lot of people in Russia who are out there in the streets calling for the war to end. And one of the things that surprises me is that the mothers of the soldiers who've been killed haven't gone out there and rallied, which is one of the things that brought the Afghan war to an end back in the 80s. So, you know, I think a lot of people over there kitchen tables are saying that they really hate this war and they want it to end, but I don't think that's where Russian public opinion is, unfortunately.
At the same time this is going on, the president of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky, meeting with the British Prime Minister Keir Starmer, the European community seems to be pretty unanimous in their support of Ukraine in this situation.
Yeah, very much so, and I think they have been incredibly important allies to have for President Zelensky of Ukraine, because the European leaders have sort of been the middlemen. Remember that Oval Office meeting where President Trump dressed down President Zelensky of Ukraine, and it looked like their relationship might end. The European leaders were absolutely critical in getting everybody back to the table and smoothing over those relations and helping to bring the U.S. back into a peace process. So I think those European leaders are incredibly important, and they definitely want to see this war end, but end on terms that are actually acceptable to Ukraine.
You mentioned that dressing down from the president and from Vice President Vance with President Zelensky earlier this year. There seemed to be some evolution there, too, when the president met with Zelensky in Rome.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. They did have this meeting during the papal funeral trip, and they do seem to have, you know, improved their working relationship, which is, you know, incredibly important in terms of the U.S. playing a role. And you know, let's be honest here, that Ukraine is pretty weak militarily, and if it wasn't getting assistance from the U.S. and from European countries and others, this war would have been over a long time ago.
At the meeting tomorrow, do you see any chance at all that what will result would be a meeting that would include, in the near future, President Zelensky?
You know, I'm going to try to remain hopeful that there'll be a follow-up meeting with President Zelensky and that he'll speak with President Putin as well as President Trump. You know, that's, to my mind, the only thing that's going to end the war, because let's face it, this is Vladimir Putin's war. He started it, and he has to end it. But boy, you know, a peace process here is going to be really, really tricky and really, really difficult. And I think the U.S., you know, needs to really dig in and be very careful about what President Putin is saying tomorrow.
Beth, thank you so much for joining us this morning and bringing us your insight into this.
Thanks for having me, Tony.